6. Alfie Research, Experiences of Black and Global Majority Disabled Pupils and Families in Education. By Alfie's Michelle Daly, Director, and Naveen Kikabai, Chairperson. In April 2024, Alfie published a report focusing on the educational experiences of Black and Global Majority Disabled Pupils and their parents within London. Link. www.alfie.org.uk/inclusion-resources/lived-experience-of-black-global-majority-disabled-pupils-and-their-families-in-mainstream-education/. This research, in partnership with the Runnymede Trust, a racial justice organisation, supports our campaign for inclusive education as a social justice issue for all. While there is plenty of research on inclusive education, Alfie's Disabled Black Lives Matter, brackets DBLM, close brackets, was concerned about the lack of studies conducted by Black and Global Majority disabled people that utilised the Disability Justice and Rights Framework. Most research views experiences as one-dimensional, but as Audre Lorde said, people, quote, do not live single-issue lives, unquote. Link, search.app.goo.gl/ntwce5e. Recognising this, it was important for this research to address failures, not only in research approaches, but also in areas like school placements, staff support and participation, ensuring intersectionality in the education system for Black and Global Majority children. In our press release, Alfie's chairperson, Dr. Naveen Kikabai, stressed the importance of this adopted research approach, stating, quote, "We envision this research as a powerful tool to drive the campaign for inclusive education forwards, ensuring that no one is left behind. Our collective social justice efforts must confront intersectional erasure head on." Link, www.alfie.org.uk/news/press-releases/press-release-research-into-experiences-of-black-global-majority-disabled-pupils-uncovers-systemic-intersectional-erasure/. Central to the research were the voices of the children and parents who were reflective, honest and insightful about their experiences. For the research, this was an example of participants advocating for change and seeking a safe place to speak truth to power. For this article, we will focus on the findings section of the report. It includes the voices of the children and parents. The findings covered the following themes: school placement, experiences with EHCPs, teacher attitudes, disciplinary procedures and surveillance, and school participation. Children described how segregation affected them, reinforcing social division and discriminatory practices within schools. Nolene, one of the young participants, shared a worrying observation about this social division, saying, quote, "There's a place where wheelchair and disabled pupils go there and nobody's allowed there. It's locked, like only there's not a buzzer. The teacher has to get the card for the door," unquote. As was noted in the research report, parents often choose mainstream schools based solely on SEND services and support, sometimes, quote, "overlooking the complex intersections of disability, race, gender, and other experiences." Another key finding emphasised the children's lack of autonomy in their support at school. revealing, quote, limited agency and lack of centering the students' voices in their support. With reference to disciplinary procedures and surveillance, experience is varied by impairment, gender, and race. Parents expressed concerns about racial and disability injustices in school policies, evident in disproportionately high rates of exclusion among disabled pupils and black boys. Furthermore, quote, none of the pupils were able to share school experiences when they received a lesson that had examples of black and global majority disabled people, unquote. It was concerning that none of the pupils had role models from their community or knew of any black and global majority disabled people who could be sources of positive support for their values and identities. This absence of representation affects their perception and self-identity. The report stressed the importance of diverse curriculum content to help establish friendships and meaningful social participation. It is crucial for children to identify with individuals in the curriculum, as well as to gain a sense of belonging. The report concluded with 6 recommendations to support campaigns, advocacy services, and policy decisions. These are: 1. Improve understanding and recognition of intersectional experiences. 2. Tackle the trauma experienced through grouping and separation. 3. Promote independence, choice, and control in EHCPs. 4. Challenge negative attitudes and promote positive representation. 5. Expose harmful disciplinary procedures and surveillance. 6. Challenge segregation, promote participation. It is important that these recommendations are accounted for in future work. It is also important to recognise, as was reaffirmed in the report, that, quote, inclusive education is a human rights issue. It requires the removal of barriers and the recognition of intersectionality and cross-movement working, unquote. More. Runnymede Trust blog. runnymedetrust.org/blog/structural-injustices. Disability News Service. disabilitynewsservice.com/black-disabled-pupils-face-systemic-barriers-and-injustice-at-school-says-new-report/. YouTube video. u2.b/QLQLP52Y18. Press release. www.alfie.org.uk/news/press-release/press-release/research-into-experiences-of-black-global-majority-disabled-pupils-uncovers-systemic-injustice-and-intersectional-erasure/. Report summary. www.alfie.org.uk/wp-content/uploads/2024/04/summar1.pdf. Easy Read Report. www.alfie.org.uk/wp-content/ uploads/2024/0-4/easy-read-summary-lived-experience-of-pupils-and-their-families-in-mainstream-education-apr-24.pdf. Report homepage. www.alfie.org.uk/inclusion-resources/lived-experience-of-black-global-majority-disabled-pupils-and-their-families-in-mainstream-education/.